I was scheduled to speak on another name or two from Vishnu Sahasranama, but instead I'll speak on something else. Some issue came up that I wish to address. The issue is that it was reported to me by Gokulchandra Prabhu that someone had made the statement that those who are into issues are not into nama, and those who are into nama are not into issues. So this is the issue that I wish to address today. Yeah, I'll explain that. I know that all of you are not, none of you know English very well. Issue here means let's for instance say a managerial issue. It arises. Should we allow people with smelly socks into the temple? That's or not? That could be a managerial issue. And if not, how to restrain the person or persons who are coming with smelly socks in the best possible way without them getting all upset? So that's an issue of, that's a question of a managerial issue. And there are also philosophical issues which cause controversies, such as, where did we all come from anyway, if anywhere? Did the jiva fall down from Vaikuntha? Or did the jiva not fall down? So that becomes a controversial issue. And there are many which they overlap, the philosophical and the managerial. Just like, for instance, gender issues. What is the role of women in Krishna, the social role of women in Krishna consciousness? So those, it is contended that those who are not into, those who are into issues are not into nama, and those who are into nama are not into issues. And to a large extent, we can agree with that statement. You weren't expecting that, were you? But we have to see the broader implications of this also, the practical application. This statement would be expected from the class of devotees who are called bhajananandi, those who are interested in their own spiritual advancement and not very much interested in that of others, not preachers, not outgoing preachers. And of course, this movement founded by Srila Prabhupada is meant for preaching Krishna consciousness. And the kind of statements that we do hear from those who have elected to follow more of the bhajananandi line are ironic, in as much as none of them could have come to Krishna consciousness if someone hadn't gone out and preached to them about Krishna consciousness. Now, there are many issues that have arisen in the course of preaching Krishna consciousness throughout the world. As could be expected, in a movement that is committed to change the world and is against pretty much everything that the world stands for, and specifically wants to stop meat-eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, Mayavad, and all other kinds, all other manifestations of bogus religion. So you can expect there'll be a lot of issues arising. Yeah, you can just translate it as issue. What's the Hindi word for that? Vivada? It's not exactly. Well, it gives rise to vivada. Controversy. It's almost. Yeah, it almost. Issue is almost a synonym of controversy, because if everyone agreed, it wouldn't be an issue, right? So practically you could say issue means controversy. So ours is a controversial movement. And of course it's not that. There's some kind of relish in controversy. Some people like being in the middle of controversies. But there are many people who... It's common that in youth people become communists, or they get into some change the world kind of movement, and as they grow older they just want to settle down and have children and have a family and live a normal, boring life without too much disturbance, and they like to read about controversies in the newspaper. It becomes interesting when someone else has a controversy. And even in tennis, for instance, there are players who they just play tennis, and there are others who they swear at the crowd. I can't remember, there was one who retired fairly recently. McEnroe? John McEnroe. He'd swear at the crowd and call them names, and he'd get penalized by the umpires. But it's all part of the... If you didn't have people like that, it wouldn't be so interesting. So the person that they love to hate. But generally people, they just want a peaceful life. And it's too much to get into so many issues. So that's talking about general attitudes toward controversies. And for those who want to concentrate on the holy name of Krishna, then why should they get disturbed by all the things going on in the world? The actual essence is to be absorbed in the holy name of Krishna. So why get absorbed? There are so many controversies in the Krishna consciousness movement. If you don't believe me, just look on the internet. There are plenty of controversies, and if there isn't any hot controversy going on, you can just cook one up out of nothing. Just throw a few accusations here and there, or make some incorrect statements and make a controversy. And people are into it, they'll get all excited. So there are devotees in our movement who live from controversy to controversy. In our movement, or no, not really in the movement, but at the edges, you could say. And if you get too much into all these kinds of things, then definitely your spiritual life is going to suffer. Instead of being Krishna conscious, you'll be always thinking of this issue and that issue. And some have concluded, well, just forget all the issues. saying that, well, if I don't get into it, life will go on anyway, and let's concentrate on the real thing. We see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't like to get into issues. But nevertheless, the very nature of this world is that someone who is spiritually effulgent, that people will gather around him, and when there are people, there are issues, especially in Kali Yuga. It's the age of quarrel. Gorky Shodas Babaji Maharaj was maybe the most successful in living according to this principle, but he did so by being very harsh, you could say, to anyone who approached him who was not a pure devotee. He would just be extremely heavy with them and give them. If you want to associate with me, then you have to be a pure devotee, that's all. If not, forget it. So he resolved issues, or he got away from issues by, for instance, living in a latrine. Because he thought, well, no one will come and bother me there. So that's, if you really want to be into the Naam without any issues, then I guess you can go and live in a latrine like Gorky Shodas Babaji Maharaj did. But even then, there was some bogus Babaji who came and made a latrine next to him, or moved into the next latrine. He was, but Gorky Shah didn't. He was bogus. That Gorky Shah didn't accept him. So where there are people, there are issues, and our movement is meant for preaching. Preaching means bahubhya militva yad kirtanam iti sankirtan. When there are many people who join together in kirtan, that's called sankirtan. Sankirtan movement means many people, and people means issues. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was trying to avoid that. Whenever any issue would come up, he would say, well, you all work it out between yourselves, and I'll go to Alalanath and be there by myself. There were several issues that came up, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prataparudra Maharaj, he wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to see him. Prataparudra won. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was defeated by the machinations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, who, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't even want to discuss it. He just quoted that one verse, or that Nishkinchinanam Bhagavad Bhajanon Makasya Param Param Jigamisho Bhavasakarasya. What's the next line? Sandarshanam Vishayanam Ata Yoshitam Chaha Hanta Hanta Vishabhakshanatopya Sadhu. That for someone who is supposed to be a renunciant, has given up the world, then even to see a woman or someone who's attached to women or a worldly person is worse than drinking poison. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to discuss it. If you start discussing it, then you enter the issue. He said, if you want him to meet me, then I'll just run away and I won't come here anymore, and you can do whatever you like. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't get into the issue, but his followers did. And they discussed it among themselves. This is called management. And they made some trick whereby the son of the king could come, who is like Bedabed, Atmavaiputra, that's quoted in this regard. The one's self is the son. So the son was accepted, and then gradually Prataparudra himself, by some trickery arranged by the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was able to come into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't get into the issue, but his followers did. And if they hadn't, well, and even more striking example, you can say, is that of Gopinath Patanayaka, who was raised, there's the Changa, some spikes, the system of execution, nasty system, not so nice as hanging or shooting. Shooting, it's quick. Hanging takes a little longer. They're being thrown on spikes. If you fall on the wrong position, you could be there for days with the crows pulling your eyes out and all this kind of thing. There's spikes. They throw you on top of the spikes and then they just leave you there. So you might die immediately, but it's unlikely. Very horrible condition. So Gopinath Patanayak, he was raised on these above the spikes for execution. And this all happened very suddenly. It was just like, he was so bold. He came into the court and he was insulting the son of the king and then said, okay, take him out and execute him. There's no, you know, no trial or anything. Just, so it all happened very suddenly. They probably didn't even know. The other followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu probably didn't even know that he was a criminal. He was corrupt. So all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one by one, they came to him and said, look, you got to do something. You have to say to the king, otherwise he's going to be killed. He'll only listen to you. What are you doing? Don't bring this to me. If he's a criminal, he should be punished. I'm going from here. So what to do? If the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not dealt with this issue, then Gopinath would have been on the Changa, and he had been on the spikes, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have had to come and see him anyway, if he's dying in that condition, his follower. So there's another issue. Chota Haridas, an issue. What to do when a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he do when one of his followers, apparently one of his renunciant followers, apparently showed some lusty feeling toward a young woman? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how did he deal with it? Just rejected him completely. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is completely into the Naam, I don't think we can find anyone today who's that much into the holy name as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. Or at any time, anyone is. But you can't avoid issues. They're unavoidable. You can deal with them in an extreme way, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'll just go away. Gaukishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, he just exiled himself in a latrine. Or he generally dealt with people very roughly, often dealt with people very roughly. But then he wasn't a preacher. in the sense that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had disciples around him who did deal with the issues that arose, and Gaukishore didn't. But for those who are going to take up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order instead of trying to imitate him, the order Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh, then by their preaching Krishna consciousness, many people, that should be the result, that many people should come to Krishna consciousness, and then various issues will arise. And they have to be dealt with. As we see that Srila Prabhupada, he set up a management system for a society. If you preach Krishna consciousness widely, there's some kind of organization is needed. Organization means there has to be position, hierarchy, administration. So Srila Prabhupada set up a GBC, Governing Body Commission. And for individual temples, had temple presidents, and Srila Prabhupada himself was concerned with the legal matters and the financial matters. These are all legal issues, financial issues. Someone has to deal with them. Just like this temple project is going on, and by bitter experience, the leaders and administrators of our movement have understood that when a temple's going on in the name of ISKCON, you have to have the legal paperwork absolutely in order. Otherwise, at some point in time, someone can just appropriate the whole property and take it away. And someone may say, well, anyway, just chant Hare Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada, he wouldn't say, well, just chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada set up a management system, and those who are in the management, they have to deal with these issues. Otherwise, the structure, the organizational structure in which the Krishna consciousness movement has to move. It's a movement, it has to move. If that's not strong, then so much of the effort of the devotees to serve the holy name of Krishna by preaching the holy name of Krishna, so much of that will be undermined by maya and by ambitious people or by materialistic people. Srila Prabhupada was very concerned before he passed away that in Vrindavan that he was afraid that some local people would just take over the property, because it was mostly Western devotees and they're not very expert in dealing with all the local mafiosi and all this kind of thing. And practically, that some years after Srila Prabhupada left, practically the temple had been taken over by a local person who... the situation became... And devotees were complaining about this, that the temple's being used as the personal property of one local gunda, and there's prostitution going on in the guest house and all kinds of things, and the ISKCON leaders didn't want to deal with the issue. And it ended up with this issue got solved by that person who had practically taken over the administration of the temple for his own purposes. It ended up by one of the temple devotees shooting that person dead, which isn't, there's one way to solve an issue, but... in other words, if you don't take up the issues and just say, well, just chant Hare Krishna, then someone else will take up the issue and solve it in a way which is not the best of ways of doing it. So you may say, well, just chant Hare Krishna, but then all the leaders had to deal with that, with the fallout of that person getting killed. Of course, I'm simplifying the issue here, but issues tend to be very complex, and they tend to be... once you get into it, they're very complex in many ways. And often I myself, when I'm asked what to do in various, I just say, well, just chant Hare Krishna. Because in many cases... Well, the issues, in many cases, they are manasijam. They're born from people's different mental constructs. And especially often, like family issues, it's clash of egoisms and personal materialistic outlooks. And so... what to do in such cases where you've got these big egos and... Well, that is the thing. Just don't take it seriously. That is the... That's what Chanakya Pandit says about when there are issues between husband and wife. What does he say? That aja yudhe rishir shraddha Prabhate mega gorjane. Then what is that? Dampatye kolaha nasti. Dhavrambe laghu kriya. That a fight between goats. They're all things which look like very severe, but in the end they come to nothing. A fight between goats. A shrad ceremony of rishis. Then thunder in the morning. A fight between goats. That means they look like they're going to really have a big fight, but in the they just lock their horns a little bit and then they just leave it. Or rishis, shrad. If you hear there's a shrad ceremony, the Brahmins, they're interested to get good meal and good dakshina. But the rishis have neither money nor food to give, so they'll give you some leaves to eat, some leaves from the jungle. So that's not worth bothering about. The big thunder in the morning means you think there's going to be a big storm, but there won't be. And also, of course, this is a bit of an outdated example. No, it's not Dampatye Kolahanasti. That's from another Chanakya shloka. Anyway, the quarrel between husband and wife, at least in former times, there'd be some quarrel and then they'd just forget it and go on. Nowadays, they divorce because they made the divorce law. If there's no divorce law, then there's no divorce. This is called philosophy. Doesn't have to be very complicated. So yeah, in many cases, you know, a husband, well, he said this and she said that. Well, you know, it's because you didn't wash the dishes last night and you expected me to. And, you know, I came home from work very late and I was very tired. But, yeah, but you're coming home, so then why don't you come home earlier? Blah, 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 blah. Chant Hare Krishna! Shut up. Just have a kirtan. That's why you should have kirtan morning and evening in every home. You see, otherwise, if you're just going to quarrel all evening, better you have, now is the fixed time, you have to do the aarti. By the time the aarti is over, you've forgotten about it. So that's a good program, isn't it? Have an evening program in every house, and then you can't argue with each other. Of course, even then, you could, don't play the cartel so loud. But at least even then you're having some argument over something more substantial than, at least it's connected with Krishna. So, issues will arise, but the holy name is the real thing. And Srila Prabhupada, he certainly dealt with issues, but he certainly also recognized that the real thing is the holy name. That's why he said they should finish the GBC meetings in 3 days, I think it was, he said. And there's that famous saying of Prabhupada, instead of meetings, resolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, have kirtan. So Srila Prabhupada, he saw the need for dealing with issues, but the real thing is the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada exemplified that. That even though they're very serious issues, he didn't stop hearing and chanting about Krishna. He went on. Whatever the issue that was going on, he would continue his classes. Sometimes he was very sick and he wouldn't give classes, but otherwise he'd regularly go on with giving classes, dictating his books. I believe there was, on some occasion, I can't remember exactly, there was something which he interrupted his book translation for 2-3 days, something like that. But otherwise, he just went on with his regulated hearing and chanting, but he didn't drop the issues. Only at the end, when Srila Prabhupada was lying on his bed those last few months, and then devotees, they didn't trouble him with these issues, he said, "Now you manage, I'll just hear the chanting of the holy names." So he showed that at the end of life, when there are others who are competent to take up the issues, you can do that. So that reminds us of Srila Prabhupada's work now, samadhi later. That, yes, the holy name is all in all, and we should concentrate on the holy name. But as long as we're in this world serving the holy name by preaching Krishna consciousness, then there are issues we have to deal with. But then we shouldn't become issue conscious rather than Krishna conscious. It's easy to get drawn into issues rather than concentrate on hearing and chanting about Krishna. But we have to develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna and understand that although these issues have to be dealt with in the course of propagating the Krishna consciousness movement, that issues come and go, but the eternal prayojan, the eternal need of everyone is to hear and chant about Krishna. It's interesting when you look back through history and you see something like, you remember like 20 years ago, what a big issue that was, and nowadays no one's even heard of it, it's all forgotten, and now there's another big issue going on. But in course of time that will be forgotten, but the real substance of the Krishna consciousness movement at that time and at this time is the same, which is hearing and chanting about Krishna. So what's the conclusion of all this? We should go on chanting Hare Krishna, preaching Krishna consciousness, and we can properly serve the holy name and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not by neglecting the issues, but by dealing with them appropriately, knowing that the best way to deal with all issues is to bring people to the platform of higher consciousness where they're content to chant the holy name of Krishna. Even then there'll be issues like philosophical issues and which can get very heated, because I've had someone say to me that took it very seriously that the problems in ISKCON is because you don't have the Siddhanta right on the ontological position of the jiva. He felt it very strongly. Although, from what I understand, even if mainstream ISKCON did an about face today or tomorrow on its understanding of the ontological position of the jiva, that it wouldn't be that all our problems would just fade away overnight. It's just the nature of being in this world, especially in Kali Yuga, that there are issues. And actually in the spiritual world there are also, but that makes the fun, like spiritual issues, like who stole Krishna's lunchbox. Who is that rogue Krishna who's always harassing our daughters? See, so that, but that's ananda chinmaya rasa. That's all bliss. Here there's no bliss in issues. But service to Krishna cannot be avoided. Tamal Krishna Maharaj once said to Srila Prabhupada, dealing with all these legal issues, sometimes I can't chant my rounds properly. I'm chanting, but I'm thinking of this. Prabhupada said, "Yeah, me too." So I'm told. Shabrasha said, "Yeah, I also." It's like It's distracting. But it's also service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said that management is artha. The same as dressing the deity and serving him in so many ways. So, yes, it's true. Those who are into issues, they're not into the... Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration. To become fully absorbed in the holy name, we should minimize our involvement in the issues. But we see that that's for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for his disciples, they had to deal with the issues. You can't avoid them. Even he had to deal with them. But those, it's a fact that those who are more interested in issues than this essence, then they'll never gain taste for the holy name. But considering that, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadaha, those who serve the holy name by preaching Krishna consciousness and deal with various issues as they arise without being absorbed in issues just for the sake of it, but who themselves keep strong in Krishna consciousness by chanting regularly, rising early, having strong sadhana program, being dedicated to preach the holy name, then by that service to the holy name, it would, if you take from the philosophical point of view, it would seem that they would be the ones who would be blessed more by the mercy of Guru and Krishna to have taste in the holy name than those who prematurely try to imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by not doing that. So we see that Srila Prabhupada stressed so much that we have this basic sadhana program, and he himself showed the example of even while dealing with various management and issues, that he would he'd be completely Krishna conscious. He would often deal with conflicts between devotees, which he said, if the disagreements between devotees are on how best to serve Krishna, he said those conflicts are spiritual, actually. So Srila Prabhupada would often deal with such issues, but in a very Krishna-conscious way, not coming down to the mundane psychological or emotional, sentimental platform. Not that he wasn't sensitive, to use that word. I'm somewhat sensitive to that word. I become a little irked by it because it's a common word of New Age, be good, do good types who are on the mundane platform. And it's become imported like so much, so many other bogus things. Whoops, here we go, we're going into an issue here. It's been imported into modern day ISKCON. So yes, Srila Prabhupada was sensitive to people's needs, emotional needs, but at the same time he was fully situated on the Krishna conscious platform. He dealt with issues in Krishna conscious way, which we can see from his personality as the Acharya, that his Krishna conscious way of dealing with things was not what people might expect of the stereotype of a sadhu. He could be seemingly harsh also. Just like when one of his disciples said he had jaundice, Prabhupada said, "You don't have jaundice." And he said, "Well, look, you know, my eyes are yellow, Prabhupada." Said, "No, no, you don't have jaundice." Prabhupada refused to accept that he had jaundice, although he had all the symptoms of jaundice. It's just one example. unpredictable. Prabhupada, he didn't deal with the ear. He didn't. It's impossible to say what Prabhupada is, why he dealt with that. But just I'm hypothesizing that maybe Prabhupada thought the devotee was too much concerned, making too much of an issue of it. So, to make this statement, those who are into issues are not into nam, is not, it's not fully correct. It may be correct in some cases, but it's not correct in all cases. And to make that statement as if it's a general principle, it undermines the whole tenor of the preaching and Sankirtan movement, and it makes it's like the Bhajanandi thing of saying, hey, are you looking down on the preachers? You're just on the external platform, we're on the internal platform. But Srila Prabhupada, he didn't accept that at all. He put it round the other way. That those who are just interested in bhajan for their own upliftment, they're not properly serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who are preaching, they're doing the proper service. Let him be absorbed in the holy name and we will deal with the issues. That was the attitude of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. We'll join him in Sankirtan, and he doesn't have to organize who's going to cook, who's going to serve. We'll organize that. Let him be happy. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, how they served him. They joined him in the Sankirtan. Of course, not everyone would be in the Sankirtan. While the Sankirtan was going on, so that prasad could be served to everyone, immediately after the Sankirtan, someone had to organize that. So management is always there. And then in management, you see, you may have a team who deal with all these things, but then one of them may get sick, or one of them, his relative in the village might die, and then he's not allowed to get involved in all these things. He has to be away for some time, then you have to get someone else to do the job. So management is that you can't avoid. Then the issue may come up. You may say, well, it's just a distant relative, and anyway, we're all Vaishnavas, so these things don't count, and then, so let's be practical, and someone will say, no, we have to follow the tradition, and all this. So, and some issue, some controversy may arise. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Swarup Damodar, who would deal with the controversial issues, the philosophical issues. It was looked after for him. He had a whole team of servants. There was Swarup Damodar, his personal secretary, you could say. Not that he had a lot of... Well, he did. He had outside engagements. He'd get invited here and there for lunch. But otherwise, his life was quite routine. But Govinda was there as his personal servant. Nandai and Ramai, their job was just bringing water, two of them. And then there were other assistants also who were regularly involved. And this Varninath Pathanayak, he was living with Chaitanya. I don't know what they're all doing, but I guess with so many people coming and going, and you have to keep people away, otherwise how is Mahaprabhu going to be absorbed in the holy name if people are always coming to him? So he had a whole team of servants, actually, who dealt with the issue so that he could be happy in chanting the holy names. So, should we aspire to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I think that's a question which we should all be able to answer. We cannot become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his mercy, we can join in his Sankirtan party, but we'll all have some other services to do also. It's not that... Well, there's some devotees, they may be their principal... Even if the principal service of a devotee is only to do kirtan, but they'll have other services to do also. And the kirtaniers, mostly they're all married, so they, you know, then if you're married, there's, you have to have issues. Another word for issue, another meaning of the word issue is children, by the way. So, these are some thoughts on the name and issues. Go on. We should all go on with our hearing and chanting, and then there, everyone has various services to perform also. We shouldn't get so much into various services that we forget to chant Hare Krishna. That's also there. So some balance has to be kept. And at the end of life, when we've fulfilled all our duties this way and the other, then you can sit and chant Hare Krishna, if we're so advanced. We may think, well, that won't be enough time. We have to have more time to just concentrate on that and develop the taste. But again, if we have the regulated program and we serve, then that taste will be bestowed on us. What is that? Kobe Nityananda More Kore Doya? What is that? Charai be mor vishaya maya. Then how does it go on? Namera hatete dibe adhika. Nityananda Prabhu. The same, so many times comes up in all the songs that vishaya charya. Now before that comes haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Then? Kripa bala kona kora ami bara duki. Anyway, there are so many songs that says Nityananda, by his mercy we can get free from material desires. And then Bishoya Charya Kobe Shuddha Habe Mantabe Hamahara Bhashri Vrindava. That only when our mind is pure by giving up sense gratification, then we can actually see Vrindavan. Yeah, that's it. Kobe Nityananda More Kore Doi Charai Ve Mo Bishoya Maya. By the mercy of Nityananda, we'll get free from the Maya. Then we'll get the opportunity to enter into and see Vrindavan naturally. So Nityananda's mercy comes from serving in the preaching mission. Hare Krishna. Anything else anyone would like to add to this discussion? Question, comment? Anything? No? All right. Hare Krishna.